podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
So I'm in the kitchen here at the radio station, and one of the employees walks in and says, "Hey, you know what people are saying about Emily and Jeremy?" I go, "No, but tell me now."
Yeah, who would? What?
They're over-talented and underpaid.
Hey, that's exactly what they said. We like this guy.
I wish I was a fly on the wall of that combo.
And what you won't like is that this drew a crowd because I think two or three other people wandered up. And, you know, that's how really rumors really get going, right? Look, we're laughing about something that Chris said yesterday about Jared from Subway, you know, and we're just like, hey, that's how rumors get started.
That's true.
And sure enough, there in the kitchen, this guy held court and said that it was not him, but another guy who works at the radio station who was going around suggesting that Emily and Jeremy might have something going on.
That we're together.
You want to know what his proof was?
I do, actually.
Uh-huh. Do you want to know if he saw you making out? No, he did not see you making out. Do you want to know if he saw you walking into that hotel across over there?
Oh, it's a nice hotel,
yeah, we
too.
Can't afford that one.
Right outside our window of the radio station. We're looking at, what is that, a Hilton Garden?
Oh, soft beds.
Yeah,
really soft
great
beds.
Great thread count.
Did he see you walking in there together? No. Did he catch some sort of correspondence between you? No. His evidence that you two now have a fling going on is that you, quote, leave the radio station at the same time a lot.
What? We also arrive right around the same time, too. Oh, don't tell him that. Yes, and this guy's kind of new. What do you say? He's been here like a month, I think-ish.
Yeah.
He's kind of a whoa dude, I think. So, yeah, he's seen Emily and I leave, and he's also telling people that he sees us talking quietly to each other.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're in a radio station. Sometimes the mics are on. You know, you can't be screaming through the halls.
Mm-hmm. I was in my production studio last week after the show, and Jeremy came in. And we, like, seriously, Jeremy and I were in there and we're, like, listening to 90s music and deciding if we should, like, make a dub smash or not.
Talking about Full House.
Yeah. And then, so then all of a sudden, Jeremy comes out of the production studio, and this guy's standing there actually looking for me. And then he comes in and he's like, "Oh, hey, what's up? I didn't know you guys were in here." You know, it's like, "Oh, yeah, you know, what's up?" You know, and so that was another.
So you were busted alone in a production
room. In a dark production room.
But you weren't reproducing in the production room. You were just in there doing your job.
No, we're not. Good God, dude.
You know, Emily says, Chris says that you could take it as a compliment. I want her to explain that.
Well, both of you, I think you can take it as a compliment because obviously
people... you're attractive people?
Yeah, you're attractive. People think it's possible. People are interested in you.
We have a good working relationship.
Well, ugly people have to have boom boom too, though. You know?
You're the only person
I know.
No,
that's true.
Yeah, I mean, you're spinning this into a positive. That's great.
That's true. Yeah. I'm trying to look on the bright side here.
Like, I'm trying to decide if we should confront this guy and say, you know, dude, knock it off. And, like, how do we convince him nothing is going on now?
Well, the problem with that...
Just roll with it.
Is if you squawk too much, he will interpret that as you being defensive and that you're trying to squirm out of something.
Uh-huh. Rock, hard place, Jeremy and Emily in the middle.
You said hard place. I'm thinking about just rolling with it and just kind of screwing with this guy a little bit.
Yeah, we've been wondering if like spanking is just like little, like, you know how like they do in the NFL?
Like
if
good
you
game?
Catch a football, right,
good game, Jer, pal.
You know, and we definitely are making the rounds near his cubicle a lot more.
Here's what I recommend. The next time, because we have a full staff meeting about once a month, right, in the conference room. And what I recommend is that you guys get there early. Mm-hmm. Jeremy, you sit down in one of those big plushy chairs that we've got. Yeah. Emily, you sit on his lap.
Right.
And just sitting there with your arm around his neck.
Uh-huh. Taking selfies.
Or in front of me, and I'll be massaging your shoulders and brushing your hair. I'll brush your hair in the meeting.
And then give her a quick little kiss on the cheek before
peck.
You walk
away. And then give her a wink, and
that
out we go.
That topless picture you sent me, it's going straight to him on accident.
Oh, is it?
Oh, no.
Where did that come from? This guy's a tool.
Now I'm starting to think you guys are processing a little too much.
I ain't got time for that.
You know, now that I sit here and I rewind the tape in my head of working with you guys for years, and I do see all the times.
Oh,
that
Now
I'm starting to wonder.
We're all over
I wasn't other. Even, I mean, I laughed at it in the kitchen. I was like, oh, come on. And then I'm like, wait a minute.
Are you
they're
jealous?
Salespeople. They're trying to sell you on something. They're good at their jobs. That's it.
Kind of jealous, are you?
Well, yeah.
You want to see that topless picture, Jeremy? I can show you.
We'll let you join in. Come on. Okay. Join in.
Okay. You want to sit on his lap? I'll get off so you can get on.
It's getting awkward.
I'll brush your hair. I'll brush your hair. Your chest hair.
Chris, can you and I start something together?
Sure, let's give it a try.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, so do we, I don't even know if he's listening to this, but yeah, do we confront him? Or I mean, because what if, gentleman caller, like, I live with my man, he lives with his wife.
Freaking kids.
I don't know if people want to sound off on this, but you know, we have plenty of listeners right now who have been the subject of vicious rumors.
Yeah, yeah. Like, how do you approach that?
Did they confront the person? Did they roll with it? Do you laugh it off?
Do you go tell the boss?
Right.
We've already heard from a bunch of people about, but I'm just going to pick, I'm cherry picking two of them because I think they'll be your two favorite ones. If you're just tuning in, apparently there's a new guy here at the radio station who's starting a rumor that Emily and Jeremy have some sort of fling going on, which we all find quite funny, but, you know, it could be dangerous. Listen to Tracy. She goes, I had a coworker who started a rumor that I was sleeping with a boss. When I pointed out that I didn't even like the boss and that it was obvious because of the way I talked to him, she said that that was just an act to make everyone think I didn't like him.
Yep, it's the cover
I
up.
Know it.
Sometimes you just can't win. And that's signed Tracy. And then she put, P.S., I really didn't like the boss at all, but he was very cute.
But isn't it amazing how people, like, when they already set in an idea, then nothing can talk them out of it. I could throw up on Jeremy and everyone's going to be like, oh,
Jeremy is
that was love vomit.
They are kinky lovers.
Just so you can clean him up afterwards. Yeah,
I didn't know he was into that.
He's into a vomit fetish is what he is. Did you guys know that?
One person has just tuned in just to catch the end of that. Uh-huh. And that's what they're going to
Jeremy's into a vomit fetish?
They turned the radio on just at that moment. Oh my God, Jeremy's into puke. But the best of all
I thought
is
I was
from,
the only one.
Best of all is from a guy named Will. Listen to the dangers involved with rumors at the office. He goes, don't confront the guy. I did that with a rumor about me in the office, and it ended up in a major confrontation. The other guy and I were both suspended for, quote, disrupting the workplace. And the woman I was allegedly sleeping with filed a suit against the company for harassment.
Whoa.
Just let it go.
That escalated quickly.
So he went and confronted the guy. I don't know if they got into a fist fight, but they, quote, disrupted the workplace. Both suspended, and she files a lawsuit.
Unreal.
Whoa. That's crazy. I wonder if she won. I'd like to file a lawsuit. Get off me, Jeremy.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.